Dan DeMarco, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. How you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. You know, we talk about rights, freedoms. We've been talking about guns. We've been doing all that. There's a group of people that, you know, is significantly invested in protecting those things for us from foreign adversaries. They're called soldiers.
They are.
And the kind of work that you do, and I sit on the board, and I'm very proud to do that and happy to be a part of it. But Soldiers Freedom Outdoors is for soldiers, whether they're serving currently or they are retired. They are free to go out and relax at Camp Freedom.
They are. We have a 350-acre facility. We have a house dedicated to our veterans. We do weekend retreats from Friday through Monday, sleep 7 to 8 vets at a time. It's very personal. But there's no agenda there. You know, we have a lot of activities to do. We do a lot of equine therapy there, which really consists of grooming, learning about the horses, horseback riding. But we also have kayaking, fishing, hunting, hiking, pretty much anything you want to do. But it's your choice. You know, if you want to lay in a hammock all day and be lazy, then we're going to let you do that.
Well, we see how PTSD is a huge problem for our returning military. The suicide rate is incredibly high. I know you personally have been touched by it, unfortunately, by some friends that you lost. And so coming out to Camp Freedom is a way to let off some steam, to be with others that may have experienced some of the same common things that you have experienced that is creating this possible strife in your life today, and just getting out and relaxing, and we know nature and horses and all that help.
Ah, wow, they do. It's really a huge difference. You know, you get a group of veterans that come in on a Friday, and you know, you see them come in Friday evening, and they're a little not sure about what's going to be going on, and it's kind of they're kind of just.
Well, there's a little anxiousness,
yeah,
a little anxiety, a little trepidation. There's a little, I don't know how much I want to participate. The walls kind of maybe go up or whatever, but then eventually.
Oh, man. Saturday, you see the walls start to come down. Sunday, you know, it's like everybody's best friends. And the transformation from Friday to Monday is just amazing, and you know, everybody gets something different out of it. You know, it's just a good mixture of veterans and our volunteers. You know, we have a lot of volunteers that put on a lot of hard work because everything's home cooked out there.
Some of the veterans come back and volunteer, and they find that through that service, that is also has a healing aspect to it.
Well, they do. They come back and volunteer, or they come back during the week. You know, we try to keep the house full with veterans as much as possible. So if they've come to a retreat and they need to come back, and maybe they're having a bad week, maybe they just need to come unwind. So we'll go ahead and open the house up, and they can fend for themselves as far as food, but they get to enjoy the ranch. They can still fish and kayak, and a lot of times they'll chip in and do some farm work.
Wow.
So, and that's good for them. They
yes,
enjoy
it is.
That.
No, it is. That's what they're trying to do is, you know, let go of some of the things that have been irritating them and aggravating them. And this healing, the healing process isn't the same for everyone, but we know by and large the kind of thing that you've put together here. And you've been doing it for how many years, Dan?
This will be 8 years. And, you know, I mean, on Fox and Friends the other day, they had, you know, equine is great for our vets. Well, we've been doing this for a long time. We know that. We're ahead of that curve.
You're,
I know what the
you're
horses
way
are
out
doing
of it. I know you started a long time ago, and you said, "Hey, I just need to do something. I need to do something for these guys and gals coming back," and you went ahead and did it. And you know, you've had some help. You sure could use some more. I know it's all volunteer. Nobody's getting a paycheck at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. I know because I sit on the board, and so you have to constantly fundraise, which makes it difficult. You're trying to wear a bunch of hats. I understand you could use a couple of you were looking for a handyman or a handywoman.
Right. Yeah, we always can use volunteers out there. We've got fence work that need to be done. If you can drive a tractor, if you know how to run a bush hog, you know, if you want to come out and volunteer for one of our retreats, you know, take the guys fishing, help out with horseback riding. You know, Rachel runs our equine program, but she's one person. And she does a fabulous job. But we're always looking for people that want to come out and help our veterans and help make a difference. And, of course, yeah, donations are huge. And, you know, we're one of the only nonprofits of our kind, probably on the East Coast, as far as our facility and what we do. And like I've always said, we're an open door. You want to come see what we do? You want to come see our facility? Come on. But get behind us and support us so we can serve more of our veterans.
One of the ways you're going to do that is raising funds through a golf tournament. And everyone who would like to participate in that is invited. It's at the Plantation on Crystal River, October the 26th. And is this the first golf tournament at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors has put on?
This is going to be our first one for ourselves completely, yes.
Okay.
It's going to be an annual event down there. It's going to be great. You're right on the golf. It's beautiful. If you come down and golf and you want to bring your family, you get 15% off the rooms at Plantation Inn for being with us and golfing with us. It's going to be a great time. We're going to do this every year. We just thought maybe being down there, it could be a good family event, not only for golfing, but bring your family down when you're done, rent a boat, and go fishing.
This golf tournament is, like I said, the Plantation on Crystal River. I don't think that I've been there before, but you were telling me, Dan, this is a really nice place. That, hey, if you want to bring the whole family, there's plenty to do on the water. You could be out there golfing. You know, the kids could, you know, rent kayaks or whatever. You can rent boats. You can, you know, enjoy all that, the fishing, whatever else is available a lot in Crystal River. And then, you know, you could be golfing and raising funds for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. So, absolutely love it. The best way to get more information is your Facebook page?
It is. Go to our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook, Google, so, you know, search Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, and look under events, and that'll give you all the info. Or you can give us a call at 1-800-875-0309, 800-875-0309, and we'll get you all the info you need. We're looking for corporate sponsors for the golf tournament as well. So if you're interested in being one of those, we would love to have you.
And the costs are very, very reasonable. And maybe you and some of the folks that, you know, work with you can just have a good time together. Could be a little bit of an excursion from the workplace, but it's for a great cause. October 26th, get more information. Go to Facebook.com, Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. And thanks, Dan, for all that you do. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate you.